This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay, perfect. So I thought this was a useful mechanism, and then I can just send you the recording.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. So what we're talking about are these summer programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, you know, daycares and elementary schools and things like that in the area who are having their own summer camps. So we're bringing them into your location as like a field trip, et cetera, et cetera. And the mission
right.
is to convert a bunch of them, right? Now, the one thing obviously that you have to take into consideration is you do have momentum working against you in the summertime because people typically aren't looking to get involved in things like this.
Right.
However, you know, that's an overgeneralization. You'll have a bunch of enrollments on these. However, what you're definitely doing if you only have mediocre results with enrollments during the summer from these folks is you're going to have a huge influx for back to school, right?
Right.
Because now you just touched, you know, 1,000 kids or, you know, 500 kids in the community. And, you know, if you follow up with them appropriately, you'll have, you know, 20% of them or, you know, whatever, who are interested when they get back to, when they get back into the swing of things. So here's the thing. Obviously, one of the big levers is we're collecting all the data up front. So they have to have permission slips. We try to get them a week ahead of time, et cetera, et cetera. Now, obviously, and as you know, obviously, the permission slip is full contact information, email address, phone number, fax, if they have one, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so let's say the class starts on Tuesday. We want to start communicating with them before they even come to their first class. Now, you have to be very soft, right? None of this is a hard sell at all because, you know, keep in mind, you're talking to someone else's customer, and if they get wind that, you know, that you're irritating their people, you're going to get locked out forever, right?
Right.
And I think that's the piece of this that some people don't understand. You know, some people think that being aggressive with marketing is you irritate people, and it's not true. It's only irritating if it's irritating, right? If it's valuable and if it's compassionate and stuff like that, people actually really like it. So you just have to be a little careful. You don't want to violate that relationship, and that's one of the things, you know, with us down here, of course, and Stephen in Denver. I mean, we've been in the local community schools and elementary schools and daycares and all that stuff, you know, for over 20 years. I mean, so it's not, you know, you don't accomplish that if you're out there irritating everybody. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, here's some of the levers. Collect the data ahead of time. Then we're going to call everybody ahead of time, before they even come to their first class, right? And the conversation is something like this. Hey, Mrs. Jones, this is, you know, John Smith from XYZ Karate in XYZ City, and I see that your son, Jonathan, is signed up to participate in our summer character development class at, you know, XYZ Karate, and I just wanted to touch base with you and sort of tell you what it's all about and give you some insight into the program. Have you got just a minute to chat with me, you know, whatever, right? So then you just kind of have this dialogue with him, and the dialogue is this. The dialogue is, Mrs. Jones, what you really need to understand is what this program is all about over the summertime, helping them, you know, build their confidence, build their focus level, build their level of self-esteem. It's much more than what, you know, you might think martial arts is all about. And what in order to really help communicate that, we have a very special event coming up on that first day of their class. Their first class is Tuesday, and on Tuesday evening at 5:30, we have a very special parent orientation class that I'd love to invite you to. And then all the parents will come in. They'll bring all their children. We'll do a special class for the kids, and you'll have a chance to actually see what it's all about. You know, in the summertime during the daytime when they come, the parents aren't with them, right? Because they're busted by the elementary school people or by the daycare people, and that doesn't do you as much good as having the parents present, right?
Right.
So you want to get the parents into the school as soon as humanly possible, right? We do a little parent orientation night the night of the first class, okay? So now you've made first contact with everybody. You've just had a little conversation with them. You haven't tried to sell them anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're just educating them as to what this thing is all about, right? And during the conversation, we have two character missions for all of our programs like this. We want to teach them the four laws of concentration and the seven magic words of respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all that stuff is all over the NATMA sites. I mean, it's you know, the four laws of concentration are just, you know, focusing the eyes, focusing the ears, focusing the mind, focusing the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the seven magic words of respect is, you know, yes sir, yes ma'am, no sir, no ma'am, please, thank you, you're welcome, right? Very simple, very simple. So we tell them that on the telephone call. You know, we're saying, okay, here are our two missions. You know, we really want them to carry these lessons outside of the classroom and bring them home. So that's why you need to know about it. Now, in addition to that, they're going to have karate homework assignments, okay? And this karate homework assignment is how they're going to earn the attitude stripes that go on their karate white belt, okay? Now, the student who earns the most attitude stripes, they actually win a free prize, and we'll talk about that later. But but I just wanted to make sure that you knew how to reinforce these character skills at home, right? So we're going to work on, first of all, the seven magic words of respect. And if you ask Johnny to go clean his room, and he says, yes, ma'am, and he goes and cleans his room, then you're going to have this little half a sheet of paper that you stick up on the refrigerator, and it'll have 10 boxes. And every time he uses yes, ma'am, yes, sir, no, ma'am, no, sir, please, thank you, you're welcome, you can sign off on one of those boxes. And when he gets 10 of them, when he does that 10 times, when he demonstrates respect 10 times at home, he can bring that paper back to us at the school, back to us in his program, and he can earn one of those attitude stripes.
Hmm.
So that's just sort of, see, in our system, the way we do this, we believe that character education is equally as important as physical education, right, if not
mm-hmm.
more.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two sides of their belt. One side is for their character stripes. The other side is for their physical stripes, right? So, I mean, that's all just technical BS that you can do whatever you want with, right?
Right, right.
However, there is some strategy behind this, and I'll tell you what that all is, okay? So they're coming in. We're collecting the leads ahead of time. We're calling them several days before the program, inviting them to the parent orientation class, which is the night of their first class,
mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, we're having this exact same conversation with the facilitators as well, right? We want them to reinforce the seven magic words and the four laws of concentration and all that stuff, too, inside their day camp, you know?
Okay.
And they can earn their stripes that way as well, right? Okay.
Okay.
So does that make sense? So then they come in for their first class. You know, we do their first class, whatever. And in that first class, of course, well, let me back up. You know that mail takes a couple of days to get to them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to mail them a package that will hit the day before they come to their first class.
Okay.
So if their first class is Tuesday, we want a mail package to hit them on Monday.
Okay.
So we're just going to send them. We're just going to send them a number 10 envelope that's with a handwritten address and a live stamp, so it looks personal. And it's going to have a copy of the homework assignment. It'll have kind of like an outline of what we're doing for the 4 weeks in class or whatever. Talks about the seven magic words, the four laws of concentration, what martial arts is really all about, all that sort of stuff. Right? It's like a sales letter, right? So they get that package, and the next day they're coming in for their program. Does that make sense? So,
mm-hmm.
So then they do their first lesson, and it's all about follow-up, right? You got to get these guys back in as soon as humanly possible. So
okay.
When they come in for their first lesson, we're going to give them flyers about the parent orientation night, and we're going to, you know, all that sort of stuff. But our two missions are, we want to make sure that everybody's really excited about coming to our special graduation, which is like, you know, the last day that they have a class,
mm-hmm.
maybe the following Friday or something like that, we're going to do a special graduation ceremony for them in the school, right? So without belaboring all the teeny little details, you've got the data up front, you've already sent them a mail package, you're inviting the parents to orientation night, they come to the first class, you execute the class, you know, whatever the stuff is that you want to teach, just doesn't
mm-hmm.
really matter much.
Mm-hmm.
And then every week that they're in the program, they're going to get a mail package from us. And the mail package, you know, basically recasts the lesson that they learned that day. They're going to get at least two emails a week. Usually they get three or four emails a week.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get one personal phone call every week from, you know, an instructor or from the owner, one or the other, all that stuff. And the mission, and then also every week, so let's say like every Friday or every Saturday, we have some kind of a special event, some kind of a special class going on. Either it's a women's self-defense class, or it's an anti-abduction class, or we do free child ID kits, or stuff like that, right? So
mm-hmm.
that every week we have an excuse to call them and to talk to them, you know?
You call
them up next week and you say, hey, Mrs. Jones, it was great to see Jenny in class on Tuesday, and he came over as part of that summer character program, and he did a great job. I just wanted to remind you guys that we had a special, you know, we're doing free child identification kits with fingerprints and all that stuff on Saturday at 2:00, and it's a free service for all of our friends and colleagues and contacts, and you know, I just really wanted to invite you to make sure you could come. Can you come at 2:00? You know, whatever, right? So you're just giving yourself an excuse, really, your
mm-hmm.
staff, frankly, because
mm-hmm.
they'll be resistant to calling them, right? You're giving your staff like a reason to be able to call them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's this deal is so valuable and worth so much money that it's worth putting a lot of time and energy and focus into. And what I almost always find is the school owners who are like kind of like struggling and frustrated with these types of things are the ones who think it's all about just having a class and teaching them on the floor and hope they enroll later, right?
Right, right.
It's not about that. It takes more effort away from the floor to get these guys, you know, to enroll than it does on the floor, right? Now, you have to be great on the floor, no question. But you have to be great off the floor, too. You have to be personally calling them. You have to be sending a mail, email, voice broadcast, faxes, you know, whatever it is, direct mail, flyers, postcards, whatever you got. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So those are kind of some of the levers. Now, the final...
Let me ask you this. Being that we're only 1 week into the course, we're only 1 week behind, so to speak, it's not too late, obviously, to still have the same type of parent orientation, even though we're a week late, and just contact them. Okay.
Have an excuse, that's all, you know.
Okay. We used to do that in the high school, too, because, you know, a lot of times you get somebody that comes in and they don't know the difference between a 30-minute ninja course compared to a 1-hour regular program. So what my wife used to do is we had put together a couple little pamphlets as far as, you know, explaining our history and our background and just giving a general overview of the programs and what they're all about. And I think that helped us enroll quite a few more students than we did before because, you know, when people first come to the door, they think, well, okay, martial arts is martial arts. They don't know the difference.
Yeah.
You know. So,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You've got two missions in everything you do in marketing. Everything. And marketing is a process. It's not placing an ad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Marketing is a process of moving someone from thinking X to thinking Y, right?
Okay.
So you've got two challenges. Number one is you've got the challenge of getting them to think of you as a solution to a problem they have
mm-hmm.
or as the provider of a benefit that they want.
Okay.
Right? So you've got to bridge that gap first. The second gap is once you get them engaged, right? Once they're thinking of you and they're saying yes, I might be interested, then your mission is to educate them as to what this thing really is, right?
Okay.
And I don't mean stylistically because they don't care, right?
Right.
They don't care. They don't know the difference between Wado Ru and you name it. Right? They don't know. Nor frankly should they know. And the less you talk about you and the more you talk about them, the better off you are, right?
Right.
So I would rather be giving them something when they came in or through email or, you know, whatever kind of a lead sequence. I would rather be educating them as to why my specific school teaches with a specific methodology, not a style or anything like that, but with a specific
mm-hmm.
methodology of how people learn and things like that, than we teach X style coming from...
Right. Right.
5 generations back, grandmaster, whoever that came from, you know, some city nobody knows of, right?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's all about them. So you know, I always write at the top of every page, every ad that I write, every sales letter I ever do, I always write at the top of it, WIIFM, what's in it for me? And that's the customer. What's in it for them? What does this mean to them? You know what I mean? So that's how you kind of want to think about that. And I don't give them any details that give them something to object to, meaning like when you're constructing the marketing pieces, you don't want to interject points of decision without you being there to walk them through the decisions. So never give them a calendar, never give them a schedule, never give them any differences between this class and that class or 30
mm-hmm.
minutes and an hour. None of that
mm-hmm.
stuff makes any difference to them until you're sitting down and talking to them. Like, for example, one of the mistakes people make on their websites is they put their class schedule up on the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that's a mistake is because people don't interact with your website the same way that they interact with a live person. So let's say I'm a mom of a 9-year-old and he really wants to do martial arts, and I go to the website and I see your schedule and it says, you know, beginner, intermediate, advanced, whatever it says. Number one, I don't know the difference between what a beginner, intermediate, and advanced is, but probably I assume I'm a beginner. Okay, that's fine.
Right.
And then I look at your schedule, and let's say, for example, you have like 3 or 4 times available, and I look at those 3 or 4 times, and I see that I can't make Thursday's class because I work
mm-hmm.
late on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even though it's okay if I don't make all of them, I disqualify myself psychologically. I say, oh, well, it looks like I can't make Thursday, so we must not be able to go to this school. We'll go find somewhere else.
Right.
Right? So you don't have the same dialogue with them as to say, now, you only have to go twice a week, so pick 2 that work for you. You know what I mean?
Right,
right. See, that's not how they're interacting with your media.
Right.
So none of that stuff should be part of what you're telling them before you have a chance to sit down and chat with them one-on-one.
Okay.
But all the stuff you should be telling them is what the benefits of what you do are, why it's important to them, and what they have to do first to get started. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Like what do they have to do to get started? Come in for a free lesson, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So anyway, the answer is no. It's definitely not too late. I get, you know, you get your guys on the horn to them immediately.
Okay.
And start setting that up, you know.
Okay.
But then again, it's constant follow-up. You know, we're doing a couple, three emails every week, a phone call every week, and a mail package every week, right?
Right.
And it's all kind of educating them as to what we're doing, but also reinforcing the benefits.
Well, another thing that I can use, too, is out of these, I've probably got about 125 right now. A lot of them, you know, they've got name, address, and phone number, but I don't have the email address. So
sure.
What I can do, and I like to send emails out to everybody, that could be, you know, another avenue as far as, you know, opening the door with a potential client and say, geez, you know, like you said, just wanted to call you and let you know that, you know, your son's in our program for the summer, yada, yada, yada. We saw that you, you know, filled out the information, but by the way, we didn't get an email address if you got one, and open the door that way, too. And
Absolutely. Now, go back to what I said a minute ago and sort of emblazon it in your psychology, WIIFM, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's in it for me? So
mm-hmm.
What could you do in that conversation? Now, look, most people you talk to, they're going to be nice, you're going to be nice, and they're going to do whatever you want, right? But what could you do? What's in it for them? Why would they not only want to give you an email address, but why would they want to give you one that they check every day and that they're really engaged in, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So think about that.
Right.
What I would do exactly is what you said is exactly right. However, I tweak it a little bit and do the difference between the world champion fighter and just the okay fighter, right?
Right.
And the world champion fighter would say, Mrs. Jones, you know, I noticed on your lead form that I was missing your email address. Now, I certainly wouldn't want to send you any spam or anything like that, but I do have a free series of reports on how to build unshakable self-confidence and laser-sharp focus in children 4 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that might be something you'd be interested in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great. Okay, great. Go ahead and give me your email address, and I'll make sure I send you those free reports.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So give them a reason to want to give you their email. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And then they're not just going to give you some crappy, you know, Yahoo box they never check.
Right.
You know, they're
right.
they're going to then give you one that they're actually interested in hearing from you. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So definitely always think that way. That's good.
Are these kind of – I noticed like Ken Smith at Valari Self-Defense has the same kind of things on his website. Is that something NAPMA has that I can use to send the people? Is
what
there as far as sending out maybe the four laws of concentration so they can review it and say, geez, you know, we're in the program throughout the summer, we're going to be working on these topics as well. Just so the parents have something to read. Just a, kind of a way to open a communication line between the parents.
Yeah, absolutely. But what specifically is the question? You're looking for the content? What were you looking
yeah,
for?
Yeah. Is there a content that I can get from NAPMA maybe that I can open up in Adobe and send to the parents as
yeah.
far as...
In fact, if you
okay.
go to the Inner Circle and Peak Performer Discussion Board, okay,
uh-huh.
on the member site, we actually did 2 years ago, we've done three big collaborative projects.
Okay.
And one of the projects that we did actually 2 years ago was all the Inner Circle members who, again, are running, you know, $500,000 to $1 million a year schools. We all collaborated and wrote a series of basically sales letters, email follow-up sequences, and we posted them up on that bulletin board. So if you go up there on that discussion forum, it's more of a bulletin board than it is a forum because it's a very small number of people. So
okay.
And they're very high-level implementers. So they don't spend a lot of time, you know, hacking around on discussion forums, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They spend
right.
a lot of time growing their business. But there's a lot of things that are posted up there that are really valuable. There's some PowerPoint presentations for renewal conferences. There's PowerPoint presentations for sales, all sorts of stuff, right?
Okay.
So if you go on the discussion board and just search for, is it some kind of a follow-up sequence or something like that? In fact, you know what? I might even have it on my hard drive here that I could get to you quicker than you digging through there. Give me 10 seconds and see if I can locate this Inner Circle.
I noticed a long time ago when I went to Ken's website, the first thing, I think I clicked on it, it says if you want a report on preventative mm-hmm. child abduction or I can't remember exactly the way he had it worded. And I thought, well, gee, that was kind of interesting. So I clicked on it and I saved it. It was really interesting. I hadn't, unfortunately, I hate to say it, I've never used it at this point. But then again, like I said, you know, when I call these people, like I said, there's probably 25 or 30 that I don't have email addresses for. You know, like you said, at least to be able to open the door and say, geez, you know, congratulations, your son or daughter's in the program, but, you know, I'd like to send you some additional information regarding the programs. That's what I'm looking for to send them.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. That's exactly the function of a site is to, you know, give them some reason to give you their contact information.
Right, right.
And almost all the sites that I see in the industry, they're like a big brochure, and they talk about all the trophies the owners won and
yeah.
how many grandmasters they have. But see, none of that makes any difference to the mom of a 9-year-old, right? What
right.
she wants to know is how can this thing help my 9-year-old? You know?
Right.
So, but yeah, you're right. You just go to that discussion forum. I'm going to send you a big series of rule preparation documents, which was a huge project. It's like 12 letters or something like that, 12 sales
okay.
letters. And,
okay.
And again, you'll find that content to be
okay.
in line with what you're looking for. Let me pop that in my inbox here real quick.
All right.
And Keith, let me see.
The only other question that I did have for you, and I know you're short of time, is on the student training agreement I sent you guys. The old PPS one I used to use,
mm-hmm.
is that satisfactory enough, do you think, at least to get me going and get me started so I have people on a training agreement, or would you recommend that I should do something else?
Well, there's only one way I can answer that, and the only, like, ethical way I can answer it is that I'm not a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't give you legal advice.
Okay.
But what I will say is this: here are three things you want to look out for, right? Number one, the boilerplate one you're doing right now, you know, it looks to me like it's fine. It authorizes you to collect payments. You can put a term in there. They're going to agree to the terms. It looks fine for that purpose, right?
Okay.
I have to avoid giving you legal advice. But when you start to get to the additional terms, right,
mm-hmm.
something that you're going to want to jot down and perhaps speak to your attorney about, or, you know, it has to be an attorney. I don't think I talked to an accountant, is what happens if they cancel?
Okay.
And what happens if they pay in full, then later decide they want to cancel? What happens with the money?
Okay.
So you need to make sure you have very clear terms for that.
Okay.
And one of the strategies that we've used is, and it's perfectly ethical and perfectly honest, is that let's say your program is $12,000, $13,500, right? $13,200
mm-hmm.
is what our leadership program is, and it's a however many year deal. Let's say you go halfway through and you decide that, you know, that you're upset, you're irritated, you want to cancel, and you want a refund credit. Well, you want to make sure that you specify how you're going to prorate that, if you're going to allow them to cancel at all. But
okay.
but you want to make sure you specify how you're going to prorate that. And one of the strategies that we've used is we prorate it back to a value per hour that is in excess of what they were paying. Like they're buying it in bulk at a discount. So they're buying
mm-hmm.
they're buying a 4-year program or whatever, a 3-year program at a significant discount.
Mm-hmm.
If they were going the value of that, however, is higher per hour. So then when you math on it, you know, they end up having consumed a large degree of the value. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you want to check with your attorney about that.
Okay.
But see, what you've got in here right now is just that it's an ongoing membership and it requires 30 days to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
30-day written notice. I mean that's a place to start. But really,
okay.
what you want to have is some kind of a concrete term that, you know, that they're agreeing to. And the object is you've been rolling for 12 months. At the end of the 12 months, or sometime between then and now, you know, you've agreed to be a student. You've agreed to teach you. You know, that's really the deal, right?
Okay.
So you've got to be careful, and you've got to chat with your attorney.
Okay.
You've got is a fine place to start, but those are the two clauses. Those are the two things that I would want to make sure you've got.
Okay.
You've got handled as well.
Yeah, the way we used to have it set is, like I said, of course, you know, with the programs we used to have in New York, and what my thought was, at least with either the ninja program or like the beginner program for the regular martial arts class, I was going to do a 12-month beginner course, and then I was going to put a leadership program in there and a black belt program. Not that I'm going to upsell it yet, but at least then when I understand what the programs are about and how I can upgrade them, then they're already in writing. And at least that will give me, you know, that's where my thoughts are at this point. So
That's right, and you want them to kind of see that moving into it, so they kind of see what it's all about. However, at the same time, all the features and benefits of that will be separate from the agreement anyway. All the agreement has to deal with is price, term, commitment, and what the responsibilities of the parties are.
Okay.
So you don't have to get too caught up with that.
Right.
What you've got on here already is you've got registration, and then you have a renewal and upgrade box. And then really all you need is a place where you're going to name the program. So I mean you can just write it in.
Okay.
It's not a big deal, but
okay.
It is useful to be able to point to it. You know.
Okay.
I mean?
Okay.
All right. Easy enough. And hey, yeah, I'm running out of clock here, but I'm going to send you an email right now. Florida, I've got. In fact, it's on the way now. So take a look at it, see if it's useful, and then we've got that group call tomorrow. You might want to make sure you're on the group call as well. We're going to review all this kid stuff, and go over what worked, what didn't work, all that sort of stuff. And it's huge. I mean, it's huge. It literally is a game changer this year. So,
cool.
We'll talk to you then.
In the meantime, if there's any questions, just what? Send you an email.
Send me an email.
Okay.
And then we can stack them up.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you, Toby.
Speak to you soon. All right, man.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.